Canada plans to deport more than 1,000 Algerians who live in Montreal. They fled Algeria's civil war, and some say they will be persecuted or killed if they're sent home. Their case is complicated because some Algerian refugees in Canada have been linked to more than a dozen acts of terrorism. North Country Public Radio's Brian Mann reports.
It's midday, and Ismael Belouli is guiding his taxi through thick traffic on Rue René Levesque. After 6 years, he says, Montreal's streets feel familiar, like he's lived here all his life. He shakes his head at the thought of going back to Algeria.
It's going to be a disaster for all the family. The kids, they live here 6 years and a half. Going back in Algeria, they don't know any Arabic language. They don't know nothing.
Belouli is a small man, gray-haired and well-dressed. 7 years ago, he ran a biscuit factory in Algeria. Then Islamic fundamentalists began making threats, demanding money to finance their revolution.
A person like me, we don't have any choice to leave because we come from a country like Algeria where violence is not weekly or monthly, it's daily violence.
Since Algeria's civil war began a decade ago, 100,000 people have died. Tens of thousands more fled the country. Like Belouli, many came here to Montreal, a French-speaking city with liberal immigration laws. 40,000 Algerians flowed into Montreal's working-class neighborhoods. Of those, more than 1,000 were denied formal refugee protection. The government says some were rejected because of discrepancies in their paperwork, others for suspected criminal activity. Still, the Algerians were allowed to remain temporarily because of the widespread terror in their home country. Now, after a 5-year moratorium, Canada's immigration ministry has announced that deportations will resume. Asked about ongoing violence, spokesman Richard Saint-Louis says Canada feels that Algeria is safe enough for people to return.
It was felt by the department that, in general terms, the condition had sufficiently improved in Algeria to warrant removal of those people that were not legally in Canada.
Salim Chouieb heads an immigrant advocacy group in Montreal. He says people sent back to Algeria could still face grave danger from Muslim extremists and from the army.
When people say we are afraid, we're scared, if we go back we can get killed or jailed, I believe these people when they said that.
Like a lot of Algerians here, Chouieb blames Canada's shift on deportation policy to political fallout from the September 11th terror attacks. Montreal is just an hour's drive from a thinly patrolled stretch of the New York state border. Officials say terror cells have been active here since 1996, some with ties to Al-Qaeda. As recently as June, an Algerian man was arrested on terror-related charges. Chouieb says deporting Algerians is meant to send a message to Washington.
I think the Canadian government is under tremendous pressure from the U.S. government, saying that it's a safe haven for terrorists, and to show how they are good in controlling everything here, so they decided to do this.
But government spokesman Richard Saint-Louis describes this as a routine effort to find and remove illegal immigrants.
It's not a witch hunt that we are conducting against the Algerian nationals. Although the moratorium has been lifted on removals to Algeria, we are also removing any other people that is not legitimately in Canada.
On a recent afternoon, a dozen people demonstrate outside Montreal's immigration building. Jasmine Belouli, Ismael's 17-year-old daughter, carries a sign that reads, "We are not terrorists." She has close-cropped hair. She's dressed in a t-shirt and blue jeans. Jasmine says Montreal is her home.
I have friends here. I've made my life here. I wouldn't feel safe in Algeria. I could be tortured or put in prison. I'd be forced to live like all the women in Algeria. If not, I could be threatened or killed.
Each of the 1,040 Algerians on Canada's list can appeal their deportation, but the standards are strict and observers say their chances of success are minimal. Immigration officials say a few Algerians have already left Canada voluntarily. Others slated for deportation will receive their notices soon. For NPR News, I'm Brian Mann in Montreal.